Blog Talk Radio.
It's the morning show.
Okay, you want to rehearse it one time before we go in there?
With award-winning journalist Cheryl Smith.
I'm good, but I'm not that good.
Bringing you informative, enlightening, thought-provoking, inspiring, and entertaining talk radio.
I'm Daria Tobin, and thank you so much for joining me right here on the Praise Party. There ain't no party like a Holy Ghost party, because the Holy Ghost party don't stop. And kicking off the show, we have Pastor Nathaniel Green from Grace Cathedral. How you doing on today, Pastor Green?
I am doing all right, Daria. How are you?
I am wonderful. What do they say? Hippopotamus happy, and glad I'm on top of the ground, and the ground not on top of me. Amen. What's our empowerment moment for the day?
Well, you know, the Bible says in Matthew, the 5th chapter and the 13th verse, Jesus teaches us a very valuable lesson when he says that we are the salt of the earth.
Yes,
but if the salt has lost its savor, that means that the salt loses its strength or its quality.
Mm.
How else will people experience a taste of God?
Mm.
And so, you know, I've been teaching in our church these last few weeks. We're in a series about the importance of being contagious. And I wanted to give you on this afternoon just three ways to know whether you're really contagious or not, really to know whether you're good salt or not. The first thing is, good salt always makes people thirsty.
Mm.
And whenever people finish having an interaction with you, they ought to have a thirst for God. My question to you is, are people more thirsty for God, or are they just more sick of church by the time they're finished with you? The second thing is, you know salt is really salty because good salt brings light to the food, brings the real flavor out of the food. It's like putting color on a black and white piece of chicken. It brings light. Real salt doesn't bring confusion. It doesn't bring chaos. It doesn't bring gossip and contempt. But every time someone experiences us, they ought to be experiencing light from us. And the third thing, and I close with this, the third thing that good salt does, good salt has always been known to be a preserver.
Mm.
And that's the responsibility that we have as being contagious, salty believers of Jesus Christ. We are individuals who should be preserving our world from the moral decay of society.
Yeah.
So when the morals of our day are no longer challenged by you, that's an indicator that you're not as salty as you used to be.
Mm.
So I want to encourage somebody, get salty.
Get salty, get salty. Yes, Jesus,
get
let
salty.
Me get salty so people can be thirsty for you. Hallelujah.
Right.
Amen. Thank you so much, Pastor Green. Love you. My new word. Right. Hey, better Hezekiah Walker following John P. Key. Oh.
Come on, everybody, put your hands together. It's got to get better. All over the world, listen to these words. People come.
People go.
People
go.
Your life has been.
Your life has been.
Out of control.
Out of control.
You're confused.
You're confused.
But don't worry.
Don't worry. Your soul, it will get better.
It's gotta get
better. It will get better.
It's gonna be
better. It will get better.
'Cause God,
God is in
control,
y'all.
Hey. Thank you, Lord. Hey.
guys. I'm Daria Tolbert.
And I'm Corey S.B. in the building.
That's right. Thank you so much for joining us on the Praise Party. There ain't no party like a Holy Ghost party.
And the Holy Ghost party don't stop.
That's right. Giving you great gospel music. Get delivered, Corey. One of these days. One of
these
days.
I was on the top of Domino's car. They definitely delivered me somewhere.
He's so messy. More great gospel music on the way. What are we talking about today, Corey?
Ooh, relationships. Oh, my God.
Relationships. That you can never go wrong with. Relationships.
What is it that make women go back to a man that cheats on them?
Wow, that's deep. And that's good. What makes a woman go back to a man that has cheated? Or what about a man who goes back to a woman who has cheated?
What the thing about it is, with us, it's not.
You're right.
You wouldn't go back?
I've been back.
Oh, you have?
I've been back. But the thing is, I don't know if most guys would be like me. I was doing so much wrong.
Mm-hmm.
That I didn't have no choice but to go back. Like,
when
she did that, I think we was even. We was even.
So what makes a man go back to a woman that has cheated or has committed adultery? Have you ever done that? How were you able to gain that trust back? Give me some scripture in between there, because I know some of y'all going to get deep. Well, baby, let me tell you something. The Bible says, go ahead and get deep on me. Got Charles Jenkins winning. Following after, we got some more. So lucky right here. That's that Jesus.
What it is
Jesus.
The braces got her, ladies and gentlemen.
Right. I'm learning.
She's adjusting to, but her teeth are so beautifully white.
Okay. Yeah. Bye.
Yes.
Good energy fills me. I feel the love. I know isn't.
Praise Party. I'm Daria Tolbert.
And I'm Corey SP.
That's right. And it is time for Inside Sports Nation with Albany Jewel. How you doing on today, Op? I'm good. We are wonderful as we're talking about why do what's our topic?
What makes women go back to men that a man that cheated on them? What is it, Albany? You ever been cheated on before?
Oh my God.
Oh, she got excited. Oh, I have. Oh my God. I can't believe he did it.
Oh, gosh.
Tell us what
he is. Why do women do that? Mm-hmm. I guess there's still love there, and sometimes the love trumps the brain. Like, your heart can overrule your brain sometimes. So, and then maybe the guy really changes, you know?
Mm.
He can't always be that. Sometimes some men are great and
some men are insecure.
Yeah.
Mm.
Mm-hmm.
So
Aubrey must still be with the dude that cheated on her.
She probably is.
What?
I would.
You see the LCA? Yeah, shout out to that dude.
Oh gosh.
What's going on with Inside Sports Nation?
All right, guys. Well, the NFL season opener started with the defending champions playing the Carolina Panthers at home. The Denver Broncos won 21-20 after a missed field goal by place kicker Graham Gano. Hope I'm saying that right. Since the game, two controversial topics have come up. The first is that of officials not calling enough penalties for the helmet-to-helmet contact against quarterback Cam Newton, and for him not going into concussion protocol. And then the second is defensive back Brandon Marshall taking a knee during the national anthem in protest against social justice. Air Academy Federal Credit Union has taken away their endorsement from Brandon Marshall since his stance and has said that his, quote, actions are not a representation of their organizations and membership, unquote. Two football players attending University of Nebraska and one who attends Indiana State took a knee at their games today, joining Colin Kaepernick in their protest. The Dallas Cowboys will be playing their season opener tomorrow against the New York Giants. The game is at home, so if you're not going, you can tune in to watch them play at 3:25 p.m. And on yesterday, the Basketball Hall of Fame inducted several new members to their elite and historic class of athletes. This year's class included headliners Shaquille O'Neal, Allen Iverson, Yao Ming, and WNBA player Shirley Swoop. The induction occurred, like I said, yesterday in Springfield, Massachusetts. And lastly, the Texas Rangers will take on the Los Angeles Angels again tonight at 8.05 p.m. They beat them yesterday 2-1. And that is all I have for you all today.
All right. Thank you so much, How can others connect with you on social media?
Avani Jewel, you can find me anywhere.
All right. Thank you so much. Now, Corey, this is the question I also had. What about pastors? What about first ladies? Have your husband ever committed adultery and you've taken them back?
Man, they ain't finna tell that.
Or your wife have committed adultery and you've taken them back, or you try getting them back with somebody else within the church. Oh, that's deep. Can I get some real, true?
No, they ain't nobody finna call it.
Okay.
Because you know why it happened?
Why? They can remain unknown.
Some of them still
unknown.
At that church.
Huh?
Some of them still at that church. I knew of a situation where the pastor had a baby mama and his wife on the first pew.
Oh no, Jesus.
Yeah,
pastors, where are you? Calling pastors. Have your wife committed adultery on you and you've taken them back, or maybe you've committed adultery on your wife, you know, and she's taken you back, and how were you able to gain that trust? We're talking about relationships and binding back that trust in.
Have you ever cheated?
Negative.
No.
It's not in my spirit to do it. I don't know. I've tried. I was trying to be a, and that's why I've been single for so long.
I wanna be a player.
Yeah,
no,
cause that's not in my bloodline.
That's alright, cause you're gonna be a player this time around when your show come out.
All right.
Man.
It's not in my bloodline. I'm just saying that's not. I'm crazy. Outgoing, but that right there is not. And I thank God for not giving me a spirit to have multiple people to talk to at same
Come
time.
On now.
You know? Can I get a witness?
Yeah.
Let me go into this 1-2-3 victory. Kurt Franklin, what's up?
Hey, y'all, 1-2-3. Get up, we got victory. No afternoon.
Daria Tolbert.
No, Corey, it's in the building.
That's right. Thank you so much for joining us on the Praise Party. William Murphy, arise. You are good. And indeed, he is good. Not sometimes, Corey, but what?
All the time.
All the time. God is good all the time. Through the good, through the bad, he is still good. He is still the same God. Hope you're encouraged. Corey, you had said something very interesting before we had, after we got off air. What were you saying? You were saying something about relationship, especially, you know.
A lot of times, man, all the dudes, y'all finna get my, y'all about to get my man badge revoked. Well, see, some things, sometimes about guys is the thing that guys pay attention. And like insecure guys, insecure guys are always trying to watch what you're doing because they got to maintain what they're doing while watching what you're doing. And it's kind of a juggle. That's a whole thing because the average guy that is insecure is doing his thing. There's really two types of men out here.
And ladies, call in if you agree. 972 within the next hour. We're going to open it up. Finish that statement, Corey.
Yeah, there's two type of men out here.
What is it?
There's players and there's dogs.
Ooh, Jesus.
Ooh, look at
him.
Every woman jumped up then. Yes, that's not what I'm talking about. Players, there's players and there's dogs. See the difference is
players and dogs.
Yeah, and when you talk about players, that doesn't mean he's conformed to the point of being what he is now. But coming from where he come from, that's what they've essentially been before he got a settled life. But a dog don't respect home like that. He's loyal to whatever takes care of him the moment. That's what a dog does.
Oh, my God.
But see, honestly, with players, a player rule is to never disrespect home. See, a player, meet a woman and tell her, I'm married to Daria. That's number one. She ain't going nowhere.
I'm not
leaving. You can choose to do what you want to do. You know what I mean? You can still deal with me, but I'm not leaving home. See, a dog don't care. That's why a dog kind of leeches either on what he's got or something a little better. That way, if he takes a chance on losing, he can run up there and create another home.
Lord have mercy. Too much information for me. We're going to open up the line shortly, hear what you have to say about it. As of right now, we have Best Praise Myron Butler following Brian Cage like no other. What is your comment? Do you have a comment or you have a statement or regarding?
Well, I have a comment, a statement. calling it, but I just want to rebuke what this young brother just said a few minutes ago. I say I want to rebuke it in the name of Jesus, because that's why us ladies cannot get the proper view of guys today. Now, all guys are not players, and no, that is not true. It is that all men are not players and all men are not dogs.
Who am I speaking with?
Sister Brown.
Sister Brown.
Sister Branch. Uh-huh.
Sister Branch. Yes. If you listen close, this is what I said. I think you took some of my words and twisted them back. I said there's two type of men. There's players and there's dogs. Each form was before they came to a settled moment in their life.
Mm.
Meaning if he's at a point now where he settled and moved on, then that he was still one of those before he moved in to that. History has showed before now, even in modern times, that these men existed in one or two phases.
That's what I said.
Before they settled their minds, they were one or two things, either players or dogs.
Praise the Lord, my God, because I sure did misunderstand what you said, Brother B.
Oh, wait a minute.
Yes, now because I can't speak for men that have conformed into their mode now. But watch this. I'm gonna tell you something, Sister Branch. I did a survey. I did 28 married couples, 20 years plus, in all ethnicities, and in it there was only 1.5 that had never did infidelity in their relationship.
Wow.
Either one or two had committed. I'm talking 20 years plus.
I totally agree with that because I think it takes maturity, it takes wisdom in order for a man to get to that level. I just thought that you were saying that all men were either in one of those two categories. But yes, I'm with you now, and I totally agree that until a man fully matures, then yeah, he probably will fall in one of those categories.
And even those who are in the church.
That's where it started.
That's where it started. Pastors, preachers.
Those are the ones that you have to watch.
That's right.
You got to watch the reverends and the bishops.
But wouldn't you say essentially people in position, target is a little bit bigger than somebody that works at Walmart and McDonald's?
Mm-hmm.
That the temptation of what they face is a little bit tougher?
They are still faced with the same.
This is what I'm saying, Ms. Branch. If I work at Walmart and I see a woman walk through, I have to walk too for her attention. If I'm in position and known, I don't have to walk too. She comes to me.
Absolutely. And like I said, they are faced with the same temptation. Now, you take a good looking brother, you take one of them real pretty boys, he ain't got to walk nowhere. They
going
to come to him.
Come on now.
Well, thank you so much, Branch, for calling in and giving your comment and statement. God bless you. I'm going to just stay with Jesus. Byron Cage, because ain't no other like no other. I'm just saying. Have 97 KHBN Fort Worth, Dallas. I'm Daria Tober.
And of course, it's been live in the building.
That's right. Thank you so much for joining us on the Praise Party as we talk about relationships. And to the phone lines. I mean, you're on the air. What's your name?
Bernadine.
Hey, Bernadine.
You sound so clean and happy today. Bernadine.
All right. What's your comment? What is your take on this?
I would have to agree with him. I have 6 brothers, and I'm number 9 of my mother's 10 kids.
Ooh,
and my brothers told me that you can tell a man that's going to cheat on you, you can tell a man that's going to be faithful to you, and because they're men, and it was like a dog will want to know where you at, the exact location, because he don't want you to him doing what he's doing. So I would agree with him. Either you're a reformed player or you're a reformed dog trying to get to your significant other. That's even male or female. You have to want it in yourself not to cheat on somebody. But once you do, you have to also make the decision, are you going to forgive that person? If you forgive that person, then you literally have to let it go and let God and move on.
That's good.
Come on. Thank you, Bernice. Preach over there. Can I come to y'all family reunion?
Yes.
Talk to them. I'm going to be your other brother that they ain't met.
Don't let him play with you like that. Thank you so much for calling in. God bless you.
God bless you.
All right, more calls on the way. 972-996-3970 is the number to call in. We're talking about relationships, and even just where is it in the Bible where it talks about cheating? Does it even acknowledge that in the Bible? You know, I'm not like a Bible scholar. I do have a relationship with Christ. Does it say anywhere in the Bible about cheating?
It does, but I only preach on Sundays. So it's Saturday, I'm off.
He's a mess. As we talk about what now, Corey? You a mess.
Why do women go back to men that cheat on them?
Right.
What? You know what? You know what's curious about, crazy about this is two things. Women are always talking about these situations, but you get a chance to speak on it, you don't speak out. And then, guys, here's the chance to defend what we are standing on, and y'all don't even speak about it. Come on and talk about it, man.
Too saved. Amen. Better days. Let's say that. There will be better days. Now we have Sister Odessa with Super Supper Sunday, as well as T.C. Hughes with Motivation Inspiration. As of right now, I believe I had a caller to call in to talk about giving me a scripture where it talks about cheating out of the Bible. So
be interesting.
Right. So we'll get back to that. Shout out to Bonet, who's also listening, and those who are listening on Facebook Live. Thank you so much. Taking a short break. We'll be back with Dietrich Hatton. Be like.
Preacher of LA. I said, yes, ma'am, is everything okay? She said, come over here, I got something to show. You shouldn't be on TV acting that way. I said, whoa, you'd rather I be fake. Want me to act like I don't make mistakes? Sorry, ma'am, I ain't cut that way. I gotta keep it 100 all day. And your attitude is worse than mine. And you could be a little bit more kind. And if you want folks to come to your church, we all gotta do some work to be like Jesus. Looking like there he is. They want to remind you of what you did. Don't know why some people just won't forgive. And some folks just won't let you live. Oh, how quick they forget what they did. Don't even remember who they did it with. Shh, but that ain't none of my business. Let me put it just like this. I want to be like Jesus. Be like Jesus.
Thank you. a sinful life in chains. Man, he told me he took water, then he made it into wine. Was the first doctor in history to give sight back to the blind. Didn't major in optometry, but he can clear your vision. See, he's the one I run to when the soul of life is facing me. Won't turn, stop, sway, quit, fold, bend, break. Pause, know that I've let go. Fire burning in my soul.
Won't stop.
Forget the promises of change, and the promise that my life ain't left up to simple chance. Man, inventor of the slogan, my word is my bond. His word separated earth and sea without a magic wand. Best life fixer up, oh yeah, he's a master carpenter. Constantly building me without any lumber. Won't retreat, withdraw, backtrack, renege, resign. He said my future is all mine.
Won't change.
Every promise is amen. Follow the light, the devil be darker than rain, man.
If you in trouble, and even if not, just pray, man. Fullness of joy in the presence of clapping and raised hands. Jesus is a star, and me and my family, we stay fans. His presence is free, but we are willing to pay bands. For a chance to dance in the presence of the Most High. I'm living life to the fullest, now I'm no die. Yeah, every time I tell a story, you get the glory.
Girl, Daria Tolbert, giving you a PSA. That's right, a public service announcement to invite you to join me each and every Saturday on the Praise Party from 4 p.m. to 6 p.m. And guess who's joining me on the Praise Party? It's Abani Jewel, Inside Sports Nation.
Hi, this is Pastor Nathaniel Green with your Moment of Empowerment.
And we can't forget about
Crystal Odessa with Super Supper Sunday. Come on, because we're going to cook it in.
All right here with your girl, Daria Tolbert, on the Praise Party. I'll see you Saturday.
Praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord, everybody. We'd like to thank Bishop Dame Obama for that wonderful word he preached this evening. And we're going to take up this offering. Wait a minute. Is that Dion Kiffin? Somebody get Dion. Dion, come up on here. Sing it for me, boy.
Is it? Oh, it's time for Super Supper Sundays with Super Odessa.
your food and get ready to prepare. Cause it's time to be blessed by Mrs. the Old Tester's Mill.
Get ready, baby, cause we gon' cook it up.
All right, it's Sister Odessa with Super Supper Sunday. Sister Odessa, how are you doing on today?
How you know what you do?
Baby, I am doing well. How
good.
You doing, baby?
Corey over here messing with you. Corey, leave her alone.
No, because she always tell me about Jesus calling. I was like, "What? Well, you ain't know his number. You ain't got it in the phone.
He going to call you one day. You ain't going to know.
I'm letting him text me.
He is silly. Sister Odessa, so glad to see you looking beautiful. Tell us what's on the Super Supper Sunday meal.
Ooh, baby, I want to call my meal. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
It's called Steak Bone on a Cross Supper.
Wait a minute. Why are you going with this?
Baby, have you ever looked at a T-bone steak?
Mm-hmm.
Look at it real good. It's just the same as a flesh on a cross.
Yes.
Oh, see, I ain't going to start that story because you know where that's going to take us. But here it is, the key ingredient when you seasoning your steak. You ready?
I am ready.
Anoint your steak with some extra virgin olive oil.
Mm.
I mean, pour it on there and rub it across that steak good.
Yes, rub it on there, Corey.
Oh, my.
Wait. Sister Odessa, you okay?
Oh, no. I feel a Holy Ghost moving on in here.
On that extra virgin olive oil.
Ooh, yes, baby. Remember when Jesus rolled up out the tomb?
Yes, ma'am.
It's the same as those cross steaks coming out the oven. I mean, once you take your first bite, whatever was dark in your life will be filled with his light.
Hallelujah.
And whatever was missing will be found through Jesus Christ.
Yes, amen.
Man, we got an organ up in here. Yeah.
Come on, let's move on, because I'm about to get my bottle of oil out.
Yes,
and I
come
got
on.
It on me right
come
now.
Come on, Sister Odessa. Let's get serious. Come on.
Next, we have my Theologian Twice Potato.
Jesus.
That's right, baby. Call this name, because that's exactly what you going to be saying after you butter up and sour cream these taters.
If
you don't know him and his works, these potatoes will make you think twice on becoming an expert.
Yes, Lord. Corey, you getting this?
I got it.
Last but not least, my cathedral corn on the cob.
Cathedral.
Wait, did she just say what I thought she just said?
Baby, yes, I did. Add you some parsley flakes and some smoked paprika to these cobs, baby. Slide them in the oven.
All right, don't mess with Sister Odessa. She cook it.
I'm telling you, baby, these tasty juices from this corn will have you having church at the house, in the car, on the sidewalk, even places you wouldn't think you would have church.
Wait. That count for the strip club, too?
That, too? You let God get a hold to you. He'll use you.
Yes, he will.
That's it, baby.
Oh, Sister Odessa, now, where are you going looking all like church? I mean, I know it ain't Sunday today, but you looking mighty good.
Baby, I'm going to
leave her alone.
I'm going to go catch me a miracle.
You mean a man?
Oh, hush. And if it is one, it's going to be Jesus.
Oh, man. Jesus.
Hush,
right.
Honey. Baby, you didn't know I'm going to go see Marquette Middleton and the Miracle Choir.
Oh, yeah, that's right. They're going on. They're having something at St. John Missionary Baptist Church on tonight.
Ooh, baby, I'm going to try not to show out. I got to get my praise.
Don't you show out now, Sister Odessa. You might. Ooh,
yes,
might make
baby.
The folks jealous.
I just love to hear him and his choir sing.
Mm-hmm,
they
really
release
does.
Miracles out into the atmosphere.
Do they bring them in a bag or do they take
them? Oh, listen. I need to catch mine, baby. In fact, the Holy Ghost told me I better be there. You hear me?
Amen. Amen.
That's my extra son right there.
Yeah.
But little do he know, I'm going to bless him back with one of my dinner plates. It's
amen.
On the app.
Amen. I can't wait to dig into mine because I see it over there. I'm glad you didn't bring Corey one. You should have just brought him some potatoes.
When he gets, when he let me know Jesus came by, I'm going to let him, I have him a plate ready. Going to fill his belly to the sun come up.
Well, he did come by today. He mowed my yard.
You know what? Get him.
Do
I need to use
somebody
my paint
put,
on?
Yes,
put
he messy.
I am on fire today.
He is on fire today.
I love me some sister.
Bless this man.
Really, he really do need to get delivered. Sister Odessa, thank you so much for the Super Supper Sunday.
Oh, baby, you're welcome.
Always
just
a blessing.
Remember my T-bone on the cross.
T-bone on the cross. Hey, that's a great Sunday meal to have for tomorrow. T-bone steak. Actually, I think I'm going to change my mind for making some other fried chicken and go get some T-bone steak. I think I'm going to have that for dinner. That's good.
I want the chicken.
The A1 sauce.
We want the chicken.
No. I want the T-bone steak.
No, they want the chicken.
Yeah, the chicken.
Lord is calling, huh?
Right. We got to get on out of here, guys. It's time to get on out of here. And I want to let you know, Jesus, you are you. You are the center of my life. I hope you get up and go to church in the morning. If you're not saved, get saved.
Why you look at me when you say that?
I'm your girl, Daria Tolbert.
And I'm Corey Espy, live in the building.
That's right.
And I'm Sister Odessa.
That's right. Jermaine Dolly closing out the show.
Have a blessed Sunday.